At the top of the show, Michigan-based China expert Tom Watkins argues in a new column that China has stepped up investment noticeably in Michigan. He says Chinese business and governmental leaders see opportunities to grow by linking with Michigan enterprises. The column appears in Dome Magazine, and Tom Watkins joins us to go into more detail on what's happening. Hi, Tom. Welcome back to Current State.
Ni hao, as they say in China.
You say that Chinese companies increasingly are choosing to locate and invest in Michigan. Can you give us a couple of really good examples?
Well, this really is a direct outgrowth of Governor Snyder's program through the Michigan Economic Development Program, where they're focusing on exporting our goods and services to China, the fastest growing market in the world, one-fifth of all humanity. So exporting our goods and services overseas, as well as attracting foreign direct investment, whether it's from China or other places in the country. Just a little bit further north on I-75 from Lansing is NextEar Automotive. This is all part of the Delphi and General Motors plan at one time, sitting right off of 75. Today, a vibrant steering columns and other mechanisms that are being produced by good old-fashioned UAW workers, owned by a Chinese auto company. There's many Chinese auto companies that are coming in and working with our supply base here that are creating jobs in pure Michigan.
Is the automobile industry the lion's share of this Chinese activity, or are there other reasons that China's increasing its stake in Michigan?
Well, I think, again, is letting people know that there's something other than New York, Orlando, Chicago, L.A., in Washington State for Chinese investment. We have lots that the Chinese rising middle class, over 500 million people that have risen out of abject poverty into the middle class in China over the last 30 years, want and need. Whether that's Michigan State University, which next year's freshman class will attract 12% of their student body from the People's Republic of China. When those families come to Michigan State to visit their sons and daughters, their nieces and nephews, their grandchildren, they see what we have to offer, whether it's our pristine environment from our clean air, 20% of the world's fresh water. And oftentimes where we see adversity and we see problems with shuttered up factories, the Chinese entrepreneurs see opportunity for investment. You know, the Japanese bought a lot of high-name real estate, Rockefeller Stellar Plaza, in the 80s. The Chinese are a little bit more practical in their purchasing power, and so they're buying businesses that expand jobs right here in Michigan. And the MEDC has pointed out, I believe it was over $1 billion of investment in the last few years in Michigan. It's getting the fundamentals right and then going after in a very concerted way this investment opportunity. Governor Snyder will be leading his third Chinese delegation to China in September of this year. That's in stark contrast to our prior governor that in the 8 years in office never went to China to attract Chinese investment to our shores.
Is the business investment in Michigan you refer to, is it essentially all private investment, or does any of this involve the Chinese government?
Well, in China, it's a little bit hard to untangle the noodle. So business and government are tied together in a communist country. But Deng Xiaoping, who followed Mao Zedong, when once asked to explain the difference between communism and socialism and this capitalism that they're moving towards, said that he doesn't care if the cat is a white cat or a black cat, as long as the cat can catch the mice. And so there's a desire to see their economy grow, and they're looking overseas. It's expected that the Chinese are going to invest over $2 trillion around the globe over the next decade. And Michigan needs to make itself an economic magnet for that investment. And you're seeing that not only with Governor Snyder, but Bob Ficano, a Democrat, county executive in Wayne County, Elbrooks Patterson, the county executive in Oakland County, and Mark Hackle, in Macomb County that are all reaching out together with the state chamber, the Detroit chamber, and others to attract this investment to our shores.
We're talking with Tom Watkins, who is a business and education consultant who does a lot of work in China. Do you think Americans are generally aware or unaware of China's interest in the United States, and how important is it that we are aware of this?
Well, it's absolutely essential. Look, the Chinese tide is coming. The wave is coming. We can do nothing and be swamped, or we can learn to surf and ride the wave. And the leaders that I just talked about decided that we're not going to sit back and let China's rise come at our demise. There's ways that we can work together, that it's not about shipping jobs to China. It's about attracting investment to our shores that can grow jobs here in the state of Michigan and across America, and as well to export our goods and services. If it wasn't for the Chinese, Ford Motor Company and General Motors would be in more dire situation than they are today, because the Chinese consumer, when I first went to China in 1989, there was no such thing is private ownership of a car. Today, it's the fastest growing and the largest car market in the world.
Hmm.
Ford, Chrysler, General Motors are all doing quite well, as well as the retirees that are benefiting from the stock price of those companies going up here in the state of Michigan. And we can anticipate that the Chinese, like the Koreans, like the Germans, and like the Japanese, are going to be coming here with their car companies, which will also create jobs and wealth in the state of Michigan.
In your column, you refer to over 15,000 Mandarin-speaking engineers just in Michigan, which I found an amazing statistic. Do you think more Michigan citizens should learn the language?
Absolutely. I'm very proud to have worked with L. Brooks Patterson in Oakland County in 2006. Encouraged him, which he did, call for the teaching of Mandarin Chinese history, culture, language in all the schools in Oakland County, and they are doing that. In Lansing Public Schools, they are offering Chinese. Chinese is spoken by more people on the planet than any language. One-fifth of all the people in the world are Chinese. Very few people know, Mark, but of the last 20 centuries, the Chinese economy has been the largest, 18 out of the 20 centuries.
Wow.
And so they are going to continue to grow, prosper, and develop. And it's quite honestly, it's to our advantage to see that growth, because the only thing worse would be their demise and having one-fifth of the population not doing well. That doesn't bode well for anybody.
Does Chinese computer hacking efforts directed at the United States, does Chinese espionage activities, do those threaten these business relationships?
You know, Mark, that's a great question. And what I feel is I get a lot of pushback as I talk about these issues. Our federal government, Congress and the president, ought to deal with the issues of cyber security. They ought to deal with unfair labor practices. They ought to deal with human rights issues. And they ought to be vigorous in standing up for American values and American business and America values around the world. At the same time, we need to find ways, whether it's through our universities, our community colleges, our K-12 system, and through business, to develop those people-to-people ties that will bind us together going forward. It is absolutely important that we develop that relationship, because all major issues are going to intersect at the corner of Washington, D.C. and Beijing, the two nations' capitals going forward, and it behooves not only Americans and Chinese, but all of humanity for our leaders to get that relationship right so that the tide can lift all boats.
Tom Watkins is a business and education consultant based in Southeast Michigan, but he travels to China on a regular basis. Tom, it's always enlightening. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Good day.